Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across of London.
This story was told by David Dobbs.
In March 2012, where the theme was change.
My dad is an optimist. As he drove me to the station, he cheerfully speculated on Scunthorpe United's chance of getting promotion that season. Nothing new there. Every season, my dad predicted that Scunthorpe, more than likely, would win the league, the FA Cup, and more than likely, the Sports Personality Team of the Year. I think he also felt that he'd win the lottery and I'd get a girlfriend, but he kept these prophecies to himself. He didn't want people taking the piss. My dad has never read a book on self-help or anything about positive thinking. He's just naturally got that skill. And everything in the car was normal, including my dad not using his indicators, not using his wing mirrors, and not using his rear mirror. My dad, for years and years, has used sort of a Jedi power to manoeuvre his car around without really letting anybody else know or looking for everyone else. In fact, as we were driving to the station, I noticed that the passenger side wing mirror was still broken off. It had been broken off for months and he hadn't bothered to fix it. Or the more likely theory that I had was he hadn't actually noticed it had been broken off because he never looks at it. Yeah, everything in the car was normal. But I felt different. I was about to go backpacking. I'm from Scunthorpe. People from Scunthorpe don't go backpacking. We go to Lanzarote. We go to the Red Lion pub, we watch Premiership football, get blinding drunk and have a pretty marvellous time. So when I told people that I was going to go backpacking, a few eyebrows were raised. I reassured everybody. I hadn't got a girl pregnant and was running away. I've not turned into some crusty hippie. And I did indeed not need 365 pairs of underpants to get through the year travelling. Yeah. I was going backpacking, and on the journey to the station, my dad changed lanes for no apparent reason, with no visible signal to anybody else, and a strange thought hit me. My dad had never told me he loved me. I wasn't perturbed by this, or worried, or anxious. The way I saw it, apart from outside of cheesy American films, dads don't say, I love you. And anyway, my mum constantly told me that she loved me. Through her words and actions, I was reassured about my parental love. So that was fine. But something felt slightly uncomfortable. Because sometimes dads do say, I love you. And I guess it's times like when we get married, when we graduate, or maybe like now, and we're going on a really, really long trip. Now I felt incredibly uncomfortable. What would I say to him? Would I say, if he said I love you, would I say it back? God forbid, would I hug him? I had no idea what I would do in this situation. But I struggled to do the sort of perfunctory conversational chewing gum that we normally do because this thought was stuck in my head. It's the only way I can describe it is that when someone's telling you something really important and you really need the toilet, You should be listening and concentrating on their words, but all you're thinking is, I need the toilet, I need the toilet, I need the toilet. In my head, all I was hearing was, I love you, son, I love you, son, I love you, son. My dad was currently annoying lorry drivers with sporadic changes of speed and speculating on Scunthorpe United's centre-half actually being signed up for Man United. So I didn't think a I love you, son conversation was imminent. So relax into the journey. We pulled off the motorway, we went on the B roads, and we pulled into the station. My dad nearly knocked over a cyclist, but was completely unaware. And we pulled into the station car park. Now, there's one of those moments where I thought, should I really instigate this conversation? Should I say, Dad, I love you? Thought about it, decided, nah, I don't want to do that. So, what I decided to do was just say, I'll be off then. And my dad said, yep. So I got out of the car, I put on my new backpack, and to me, I'd bought a backpack, I'd bought a backpacker's book, I'd bought a ticket from a backpacker's travel agency, so I must be going backpacking. So I put on this backpack, and I really hate admitting it, but even then, I put on this backpack, and I saw people with wheelie suitcases. I was like, ah, I'm putting it to the man. Look at you, you corporate sellouts, I've got a backpack. I think we can all agree that's a bit much for a Tuesday afternoon at Doncaster Station. I looked at my dad, the I love you conversation had gone, and I thought of more sort of functional issues about going to the right platform. So I walked away from the car, and I heard a voice behind me. David, wait a minute. So I turned round, and I tell you, it was like a scene from a film. There was my dad, this recently retired steelworker, a man who had given me pocket money, football stickers, and a working class chip on my shoulder, a university education couldn't shift, was stood there, backlit by soft summer sunshine. I thought, oh my God. My dad is going to say, I love you. I thought uncomfortable but excited. I was like, all right. He goes, David, wait a minute. When you come back from travelling, I'm not parking in this car park. It's far too expensive. I'll meet you over there outside this NCP. I'm not a mug. I thought, okay, Dad. And you know what? 3 years later, when I came back from travelling, my dad was parked there. Admittedly, he was badly parked across two bays and that wing mirror was still hanging off his car, but my dad was there waiting for me. Thank you.
For more stories, visit sparklondon.com. Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.